Amen. God bless you. You can take your Bibles and go to Luke chapter 1. We're going to continue to look at the name Jesus for the information that you might have missed. The CDs are on the back, number 1 and number 2. That'll give you a lot more information. I'm going to pick up where I left off. And I like to go to Luke chapter 1 and read this verse regarding the announcement of the birth of Jesus. In verse 26, we read, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And it came to pass, and the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. Jesus. And I taught you that the name Jesus means Jehovah is salvation. Jehovah is salvation. God dispatched an angel in the sixth month of that year. The angel's name was Gabriel. Now, there's nothing wrong with the name Gabriel. And I'm sure that God picked the name Gabriel for that angel for a good reason. You see, the word Gabriel means man or hero or champion of God. A champion of God, a hero for God. That's what the word Gabriel means. Michael represents the angels in their might, in conflict with evil, as does Gabriel in ministering comfort and sympathy to man in dark times, according to Fawcett's Bible Dictionary. Gabriel is known as God's messenger angel, though commonly spoken of as an archangel. He's not so called in Scripture. Where in the word does it call Gabriel an archangel? In Luke chapter 1, verse 19, we read, And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee to show you these glad tidings. Okay? Gabriel stands in the presence of God. Now I would say that makes him a pretty important angel. And also in the verse, we see that Gabriel was sent to speak, to show things, glad tidings, what they mean. And of course, this is talking about Zechariah. You can see where he didn't understand what was going on. You can read about that when you have a chance. Anytime Gabriel's name is mentioned in the scripture, these truths are associated with Gabriel. He's one who stands in the presence of God. He's one who God trusts with valuable information, and he sends it to man. When you read about Gabriel, you can see that in the context where his name is mentioned. Again, verse 19, And the angel answering said, I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee and to show you these glad tidings. He was sent on a mission. He stands in the presence of God. He was sent on his mission. And he was sent to explain these things. He was one who brings God's word and God's message to mankind. In that context, it would have been regarding John the Baptist. That's Gabriel. Look at Daniel chapter 8. And what I want to begin to show you is a truth, and it's a key to understanding God's word that is used throughout the word of God. And the truth that I want to show you, the key that I want to show you this morning, is that a name represents the character and the mission of the one to whom it's given to. Okay? So we saw that Gabriel stands in the presence of God, that he was sent to show what these glad tidings were with regards to John the Baptist. Here in Daniel chapter 8, verse 15, "And it came to pass, when I, even I, Daniel, had seen the vision and sought for the meaning, that behold, there stood before me as an appearance of a man." He saw the vision, but he sought for the understanding. In other words, he didn't understand what God was trying to show him. "And behold," verse 16, "I heard a man's voice between the banks of Eliah, which called and said, Gabriel, make this man understand the" what? You see? Just like he was sent to make Zechariah understand what was going on with regards to the birth of John the Baptist. Gabriel here, sent from a mission, on a mission from God, and he was sent to make the prophet understand what the vision meant. That was his job. He was the one who was sent to Daniel to explain the vision that God gave. Luke chapter 1. Verse 31. "And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus." Gabriel was sent to a virgin, a spouse to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And that virgin's name was Mary. Gabriel's message to Mary was this: "You shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name" what? Jesus. That was the message. He was on another assignment from God, and he was sent to Mary with that message to make her understand. The name Jesus means Jehovah is salvation. God wanted his son called Jesus. You understand? Sometimes, you know, you may be pressured or pleasured into naming a child a certain way because there's financial ties or family ties along with it, right? Nobody pressures or pleasures God. You understand? Nobody tells God what to do. He wanted to call him Jesus. He could have called him P. Boat Henry for all. But he chose Jesus. And so you know what God named his son? He named him Jesus. And like any proud father always gives a child a name, a male child a name that's a strong name, a name that they can live up to. He named his son Jesus. And every time the name of Jesus was spoken, and every time the name of Jesus is spoken, it reminds the world of what that name means. And what that name means is Jehovah is salvation. That's what the name Jesus means. Jehovah is salvation. Every time the name Jesus is spoken, it reminds the world that Jehovah is salvation. What a testimony and a witness for the one true God. Every single time. It should bring to people's minds that Jehovah is salvation. Jehovah is salvation. Has anyone ever taught you that every time you say the name Jesus, that you are declaring out of your mouth that Jehovah is salvation? That's what it means. Every time you say that, it's like saying God is the King, God is the Redeemer, God is our supplier. These different names that represent God. God is Almighty. Every time El Shaddai is said, God is Almighty. Every time Jehovah has said, he's in covenant relationship. Every time the word Jesus is said, it means Jehovah is salvation. It's a declaration of the word of God. It's for all the world to hear that Jehovah is salvation. Jehovah brings salvation. Jehovah will provide salvation. Jehovah saves his people. That's what the word Jesus means. That's what it means. And it's a declaration of God every single time it's mentioned. To distinguish Jesus from others that were called by the name Jesus, he is spoken of as Jesus of Nazareth and Jesus the son of Joseph. That's how he was distinguished to be the Jesus we're talking about. We're talking about Jesus Barabbas. We're not talking about Jesus Jonas. We're talking about Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the son of Joseph. The area and the father were added to his name so it would identify him as that Jesus. John chapter 18, please. You're going to want to get the CD and listen to this again and again. John 18, verse 4. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, whom seek ye? And they answered, Jesus of Nazareth. See? Jesus said unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. And as soon as he had said this unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell on the ground. Then answered he them again, whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of who? Yes. They want to make sure they got the right Jesus. They wanted Jesus of Nazareth. And he said, I am he. I am he. John chapter 6, verse 42. And they said, is not this Jesus the son of who? Joseph. Whose father and mother we know. How is it then he said, I come down from heaven? Again, he was distinguished as this Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus, the son of Joseph. That's who the Jesus was that they were talking about. Look at Numbers chapter 13. Numbers 13, please. Jesus is the Greek form of the Hebrew name Joshua. Joshua was originally Hoshea. Numbers chapter 13, verse 8. Of the tribe of Ephraim, Hoshea, the son of Nun. See it? Now look at verse 16. These are the names of the men which Moses sent to spy out the land. And Moses called Hoshea, the son of Nun, Jehoshea, Joshua. See it? He changed his name. Changed his name. Now, Jehoshua, who is also called Joshua, and Joshua in the Hebrew means Jehovah is salvation. That's what Joshua means. Now, after the exile, Joshua assumed its form, Jeshua, whence the Greek form of Jeshua is Jesus. And the name Jesus was given to our Lord to denote the object of his mission here on earth to save. That's what it means. Jehovah is salvation. Jeshua, Jesus. Jesus was given the name. God said, this is what I want him named. The reason why I want him named this is because his object here on earth is to save. And I want his name to reflect that. Jehovah is salvation. Look at Matthew 1. Verse 21. Now you remember I showed you Gabriel and his name, and it appeared. And then you saw the characteristics and aspects of his name in the verse. That he was there, sent to make something explain. He stands in the presence of God. He's a messenger. You saw that in the verse. We understand things in the verse. A word must be understood in light of its verse. In the verse, context, this sort of thing. In the verse. So we saw a description of Gabriel and who he was and what he was sent for and what his name meant right in the verse. You got it? Watch this. Matthew 1:21. Bring forth the Son, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their what? It's in the verse. It's Jehovah is salvation, Jesus, and he goes further to explain it. The reason why his name is called Jesus, because he shall save his people from their sins. That's what the name Jesus means. Jehovah is salvation. And this is the name given to him, Jesus, and represents that Jehovah is salvation and that this Jesus is going to save his people from their what? Sin. That's what the word says. See it? Now, this is not uncommon in God's word. This is a truth in God's word that starts from Genesis and works its way all through the word of God. This isn't something I'm pulling out with the name of Jesus. Let me show you. You see, whenever God or God's agent names someone, names a person, the meaning of the name is usually represented in the same verse or the verse that follows, what the name means. Okay? This is very simple. Look at Genesis chapter 1. And this is a great key to understanding the name Jesus. See, we're not starting in Matthew, and I'm teaching you from Matthew. I'm going to show you the great truth behind this key to understanding. And then when we get to Matthew, we'll see that this key and this understanding has been applied all throughout the scriptures. And when we get to Jesus, why should we throw it out? We shouldn't. We're just going to apply it because the word fits. Genesis chapter 17, verse 5. Follow along with me. Neither shalt thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. The name Abraham means a father of a great multitude. See? He gives the definition right in the verse. He gives the name. And he says, the reason why I'm calling you Abraham, because for a father of many nations have I made thee. Now, there's another truth that goes along with this. If that's what the word says, then I should be able to go to the word of God, and I should be able to see this truth come to pass in the word of God. Right? Simple. Romans chapter 4. Romans 4. Verse 16, therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only which is of the law, but to that also which is of faith, the faith of Abraham, rather, who is the father of us, who? All. Well, what's the all represent? Not only everybody that what? Believes. That's a lot. That's a multitude. You see? You see where the prophecy came to pass? He's a father of many nations. Well, what nations? Irish, Italian, Polish, German, Scottish, African, Chinese, Mexican, Japanese. He's a father of many nations, because whosoever is born comes of that one seed and gets to be in the covenant and gets to have the blessing of Abraham. Is he a father of many nations? Did the prophecy come to pass? Thus the word of God is true, right? Sure, it's right. Genesis 17, please. Back to 17. Now, I've chosen a few just to show you this truth, to set it, and then we're going to develop it. And the truth and the key we're looking at is that when someone is named by God, that description of who that person is going to be and what they represent and going to accomplish, it's in the verse or in the verse following. And the name represents that. That's what the name represents. Genesis 17, verse 15. And God said unto Abraham, as for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. The word Sarah means princess, royalty, princess. Next verse. Why is he going to call her Sarah? Watch it. I will bless her and give thee a son also of her, and I will bless her, and she will be a mother of nations, kings of people shall be of what? Abraham's wife, Sarah, is now described as a princess, royalty. And from her will come nations of people, and not only nations, but kings. Kings will come from her. Now, if that's true, we should be able to go to the Word of God to verify that. Matthew chapter 1, please. See, because her name is thus described, her characteristics and qualities, and that's what will be accomplished in her name. Kings will come from her. Matthew 1, verse 1. The book of generations of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. The son of Abraham. Abraham was whose husband? Sarah's. Verse 2, Abraham begat Isaac, so forth and so on. You get down to verse 6, and Jesse begot, now wait a minute, Jesse's coming from who? Abraham. This is the genealogy, okay? I just skipped over it, but you read it. It's a genealogy. So Jesse's coming from Abraham, and Jesse begat David, the what? Did the word come to pass? Did kings come from Sarah? Sure did. Because that's what her name represents. She's a princess, royalty. And thus God named her that way because he knew what would be accomplished in her many, many years later. Okay. Her name represented who she was and what would be accomplished in her. Genesis 32, please. (clears throat) 32 verse 27. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. The angel, you know, the whole wrestling match going on, you read about it yourself. 28. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but what? Israel. For as a prince, thou hast power with God and with men, and thou hast prevailed. The word Israel means God prevails. Means God prevails. Okay? So we should be able to see God prevailing in Israel. And that's exactly what happened. Because whenever Israel obeyed Jehovah, they prevailed against all that they faced. Look at Joshua chapter 1, verse 5. This is God's word. This is God speaking to Joshua. And there shall not be any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. I will not forsake thee, or I will not fail thee, and I will not what? You see it? Judges 4, verse 24. And the hand of the children of who? Israel. And God and Joshua represented the children of Israel. He was taking the children of Israel into the promised land. But here in Judges 4:24, the hand of the children of Israel. Israel, what did Israel mean? God prevails. Watch it. Prospered and prevailed against Jabin, the king of Canaan, until they destroyed Jabin, the king of what?
Canaan.
See it? That was God's purpose for Israel. And that was God's purpose in naming him Israel. Because when the name of Israel was spoken, the Israel meant God prevails. And God prevailed through the nation of Israel when they obeyed. That's how the name represents the character of the people. Here it was when they obeyed. Look at Genesis chapter 3, verse 20. And Adam called his wife's name what?
Eve.
Because she was the mother of all living. And the word Eve means that is living. See, the name representing that is living. Is she the mother of all living? She most certainly is. You wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Eve. So you see how the name represents what she did, what was accomplished in her, who she was? Look at it on the negative side. Genesis 11, verse 9. Therefore it is named, therefore is the name of it called Babel. There's the name. Now watch the explanation. Because the Lord did confound the language of the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad the face of the earth. The word Babel means confusion. You see how it's defined right in the verse? You don't have to go any further to see what it means. It's right in the verse. You ever learned that before? It's right in the verse. Now understanding that a name had a reason behind it, and it wasn't chosen randomly or haphazardly, we can now begin to understand the greatness behind the name chosen for God's Son, Jesus. Matthew 1. Matthew 1, verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. There you have the name. There you have the definition of the name. Jesus, he shall save his people from their sins. And this isn't the first time this is mentioned in Scripture, that the Christ would save God's people. Prophecy foretold of the promised seed who would bring Jehovah's salvation to mankind. And that prophecy dates back until the fall. You're familiar with Genesis 3:15, that I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. That was the prophecy of the one who would come. And the one who would come when he came was named Jesus, because he was going to save his people from their sins. God had promised salvation. It was the reoccurring message of hope that the prophets of old proclaimed over and over again. Psalm 130, please. And like I said, if you didn't listen to the other two CDs, it would benefit you to do so, because a lot of things that aren't covered in this teaching are covered in that. And it fits together perfectly. Psalm 130, verse 7. O Israel, have hope in the Lord. I'm reading out of the Bible in basic English. O Israel, have hope in the Lord. For with the Lord is mercy and full salvation. Verse 8. and he will make Israel free from all his sins. That's how it translates in this version. Look at Zechariah chapter 9. If you can't find Zechariah, listen to me, and I'll read you Zechariah. Chapter 9, verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass and upon a foal, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. The king that was prophesied to come is said that when he comes, that he would have what? Salvation. He would have salvation. So if what I'm teaching you, if what I'm teaching you is true, then like Abraham, like Sarah, like Israel, and the others, we should be able to look at the name of Jesus and see that it represents what God said it should mean. Jehovah is salvation. We should be able to see that in the scriptures to document what I'm teaching. Matthew 1:21. Again, call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Does that document what the name means? John chapter 1, verse 29. The next day John seeth who? Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the what? Remember in Psalms? He will make Israel free from sins. He will bring Jehovah's full salvation. Remember in Zechariah? He comes riding on a colt and he brings what? Salvation. Look at Acts chapter 3. John recognized what Jesus meant, what his name meant, who he was. He didn't say, the next day John seeth Jesus and said unto them, behold, comes the humiliated one. He didn't say that. He said he comes to take away what? Because that's what the name meant. Jehovah is salvation. Acts 3, verse 26. Unto you first, God, having raised up his son, who? Jesus. Sent him to bless you and to turning every one of you away from your what? Iniquities or sins. See the name? See what he did? Acts 4, verse 10. Be it known unto all and all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other what? Name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be what?
Saved.
Do we see the association of salvation with the name of Jesus? Jehovah is salvation. Acts 5, verse 30. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hung on a tree, hanged on a tree. Him, verse 31, hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a what?
Savior,
for to give repentance to Israel and what? Forgiveness of what? Why? Because Jesus means what? Jehovah is salvation. And he was sent to save his people from their what? You see how his mission is identified in his name? And you see how his mission is confirmed in the Word of God by his name? Acts 13, verse 22. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David, talking about God removing the kings and stuff, David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Of this man's seed hath God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, who?
Jesus.
Jehovah is what?
Salvation.
Who's the Savior? Jesus. See it? Acts 13, verse 36. For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell on sleep and was laid unto his fathers and saw corruption. But he, whom God raised again, saw no corruption. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man, who is he talking about? Who's the man?
Jesus.
Is preached unto you what?
Forgiveness of sins.
See it? It's all over the Word. You can hardly read his name without it being associated. Look at Romans chapter 10. Oh, this one comes to life now. We've been saying it for years. Verse 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord, what?
Jesus.
And believe that God had raised him, thou shalt be what?
Saved.
Jehovah brings salvation. Look it down at verse 13. For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be what?
Saved.
Because his name is indicative of that. It represents that. That's who he is. You cut him and that's what he's inside. Salvation. It's all the way through. You understand? Matthew 14. Everything about his life represented that his father was salvation. That his father was reaching down to man to bring salvation. Everything that represented his life represented that God wanted to save mankind. Everything. It's the message. Now, if God's sitting up there saying, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I got to give him a name that's going to represent my will to them. That they're going to know my intent to them. And you know what he said? I'll call him Jesus. You know why I'm going to call him Jesus? Because Jesus means Jehovah is salvation. That's why he called him Jesus. Matthew 14. Everything about his life represented Jehovah is salvation. Even in his ministry. Verse 29. Talking to Peter. Come on down. And he walked on water and he went to Jesus. 30. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and he began to sink and he cried, Lord, what?
Save me.
Did he?
Yeah.
Sure he did. Because that's who he was. He was the Savior. Matthew 18, please. Verse 11. For the Son of Man is come to what?
Save
that which is lost. He knew who he was. He knew what his name represented too. He was Jehovah, his salvation. And he knew that the Son of Man came to save that which was lost. You want to know something else? Look at Matthew 27. He not only knew, but the unbelievers here on earth even recognized who he was and what his name represented. Matthew 27:42. This is what they said. He saved others. He saved others. Well, how did they know that? It must have been evident in his ministry, right? He's talking about the Sadducees, the Pharisees, the bad guys. They even saw that he did what? He brought salvation. He saved others. They even knew it. He saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he be the king of Israel, let him now come down from the cross and we will what? I don't think so. Luke 23, please. You want to talk about fulfilling your mission and your name representing who you are and what your mission here is on earth until the very end? You can't get any further from the birth. His name's going to be Jesus because he's going to save his people. That's before the birth. That's before the birth to the very end. Look at it. Luke 23, verse 39. And one of the malefactors, which were hanged, railed on him, saying, if thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him and said, dost not thou fear God, seeing that thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man had done nothing amiss. And he said unto who? Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily, I say unto you, today thou shalt be with me in what? Did he save right to the end? Sure he did. Sure he did. Look at Hebrews chapter 7. Jesus is a good name. It's the name that God chose to give his only begotten son. And that name means Jehovah is salvation. And every time the name of Jesus is spoken, it declares to the devil spirit realm, it declares to the world itself that Jehovah is salvation. Did you ever wonder why in this world today they hate the name of Jesus? You can say God all you want. They'll let you on TV and say God. But start saying the name of Jesus and see how that tweaks them. Why is that? Because that's where the power is. That's where salvation is. Devil knows that. Devil knows that. He's the only man. He's the only name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. You understand? So they'll put up with God. They'll put up with higher powers. They'll put up with religion. But don't say the name of Jesus. Because once you say the name of Jesus, now you got them like this. That's why. That's exactly why. That's why when someone comes to me and says, oh, they said God and had a nice prayer. I know that doesn't mean nothing to me. My dog can probably say God if I teach him long enough. It's Jesus. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Jesus. You understand? That's the man, that's the name, that's how you get to heaven. That's how you get born again. That's how you receive Holy Spirit. And there's no other name given. God said, nope. He said, this is the name I want. And all those that call upon the name of the Lord shall be what? Because his name represents who I am, and he is my agent to bring to you this world who I am. Jehovah is salvation. Hebrews 7. Verse 22, by so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. And they truly were many priests because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, talking about Jesus, because he continueth forever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore, he is able to what?
Save.
What does his name mean? Salvation. He is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for what? Look at 1 John. We're going to close here. You see, God said, Gabriel, get down there and talk to this girl. Tell her she's going to have a baby, and it's going to be a boy, and it's going to be my son, and I want him named Jesus, because it means Jehovah is salvation. What was Israel waiting for all through the Old Testament? The salvation of God, the Christ, the Messiah, the chosen one. And finally, when the time came where that wonderful woman would believe God's word, God entrusted that message to the most important angel that he had and that he could depend on to get that message and to get it right. Right? Wasn't like the Academy Awards. Wasn't like Miss America. He didn't say, oh, I mean Christ. No, he said his name is going to be what?
Jesus.
Because Jesus means Jehovah is salvation. And if Israel would have saw it, they would have recognized the King of the Kingdom had arrived. And that this Jesus is in fact the King, the Christ, the one who was talked about in the Scriptures. And what did God choose to call that man by? The name of who? Jesus. 1 John chapter 3, verse 5. And you know that he was manifest to take away our sins, and in him there is no what?
Sin.
Even before he was born, his mission was clearly stated to Mary. This is what his name is. This is what his name represents. He shall save his people from their sins. And did he accomplish the mission? And can you track that through the word of God?
Yes.
So he lived true up to his name, didn't he? You better believe he did. And when the name of Jesus is spoken, it is a reminder to the devil, to the devil spirit realm, and to the world itself that, guess what? Jehovah is salvation. And this is my man who I brought salvation by, Jesus. God named his son Jesus. The name Jesus was given to the one who would save God's people. For the word Jesus means Jehovah is salvation. The name Jesus was given to the Savior of God. His name would announce and exemplify who he was and what he would accomplish for mankind. And every time the name of Jesus is spoken, it settles that God is good to his word, and God indeed did provide salvation, and he has sent that salvation through his agent, Jesus, into the world to save his people from their sins. That's who Jesus is. Let's pray. Oh, Lord, thank you for your word. And thank you, Father, that we can continue to praise you and give you glory and honor, Father. Thank you for your wonderful, wonderful Son, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus. And what a wonderful name you have given him, for his name truly is wonderful. Thank you, Father, that there is salvation in no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. And that name is the name of your holy child, Jesus. We love you, Father, and we love Jesus, our Lord, and we love his name and what it represents. And we thank you for these things in his precious, wonderful name, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.